From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. House Republicans plan to go ahead with a vote on a temporary spending measure aimed at keeping the U.S. federal government open after a midnight Friday deadline. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday a partial shutdown in government operations, the first since 2013, could happen, and criticized Congress's handling of the budget.
The budget should be handled a lot differently than it's been handled over the last long period of time, many years.
The White House and House Speaker Paul Ryan said later that the short-term measure has the president's support. Trump said if, for any reason, the government shuts down, the worst thing is what happens to the military. At the State Department today, spokeswoman Heather Nauert talking about the United States' relationship with African countries in light of the vulgar statements made by President Donald Trump about the continent. Nauert says Trump denies using those terms.
Our relationship with African nations is much broader than any one alleged comment that was made. I think the people on the ground that we work with in the African nations know very well of our commitment here at the State Department and the United States government.
The parents of 13 children and young adults have pleaded not guilty in a California court to numerous charges that they tortured and abused the siblings for years. David and Louise Turpin were each ordered held on $12 million bail after entering their pleas Thursday and were scheduled to return to court on February 23rd. Earlier, the district attorney said the couple chained up and punished their children.